This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Hi, JP. How you doing?
Hello. How are you today?
Doing all right. We're doing all right.
Yeah. That's good. All right is good. I'll take all right.
We'll take all right. Right. Like, we're vibing today.
Okay, good.
But do I know where the next 5 hours are going to look like?
No idea.
We got the roadmap in front of us, but we'll see.
I mean, there's been a lot of times, you know, you think you're vibing and then you show up and then 5 hours later, you're like, I guess we didn't vibe that hard. And other times you're like, I don't know that we're vibing today. And then it's like, oh, we vibed so hard.
So I'm vibing with myself. We'll see if we vibe together.
Yeah, I mean, I'm vibing by myself too. And so together, that should be all right.
It's like the gif of Jay-Z just kind of bopping to music. I think that's where we are individually. Can we vibe together?
Okay, let's try.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know they're off to the greatest start now.
No, we totally, the vibes just killed the show.
It just did. And talking about the vibes, the vibes derailed the vibes.
Can I make an observation?
Yes, please do.
It seems to me that Dylan Gabriel is a bigger story right now nationally concerning the Cleveland Browns than Joe Flacco, who is the actual starter. And I'm stymied just a little bit by that fact.
Okay, do I want you to present the evidence first, or do you just want to discuss it and then you can present the evidence?
The only talk about the Cleveland Browns I've heard in the last 24 hours has been, nationally, is about Dylan Gabriel. Now, in fairness, we're a little guilty of this because we talked some Dylan yesterday and very little Joe Flacco. But Exhibit A, I think is how they do in the legal system. I opened up the file for the show today, and it was like four national cuts of, it was Frank Schwab, it was Charles Robinson, the, you know, national heavy hitters talking about Dylan Gabriel and their confidence, the Browns' confidence in Dylan Gabriel, instead of like, hey, the Browns think they're going to surprise you with this Joe Flacco guy.
Well, so I think, you know, Joe being in the league for as many years as he has been kind of derails that, but I'd make the argument, people talk about Aaron Rodgers and what he's going to do in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. People think about it. Within Pittsburgh and that conversation, now Rodgers brings a lot to the table anyway. He had a better career than Joe Flacco did, but people are discussing, like, what's that offense going to look like? Is he going to do... Is Tomlin and Arthur Smith going to do to him what he did to Russell Wilson last year, or is he going to let him go ahead and have more of an offense? With Joe, it just isn't the convo.
I just think it's interesting that we've gone from, and when I say we, I'm talking about the royal we of the media, have gone from Shedeur Sanders, who, you know, at one point fourth stringer, now third string quarterback, to a backup who, I mean, most of the people now talking about the Browns' confidence in Dylan Gabriel are the people that were also like, hey, he wasn't supposed to be a third-round pick.
Yeah, I think there is a shock factor attached to Dylan. I think he looked much better than people expected. And I think I do think he falls into that bucket, as Sean Salisbury puts it, like just the gamer, the guy that maybe just stinks at practice but then is really good. But we didn't find anybody that was saying that Dylan Gabriel was going to be what we saw in those preseason games. So there's a shock element here.
Well, and here's the other thing. Those same people were not saying this a week ago after his first preseason game where he turned the ball over twice.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I think that's where it just feels a little herky-jerky to me. And I do think, like, I've noticed a groundswell of, I don't want to say groundswell. Comparative to the first 3 months we talked about Dylan Gabriel, I've noticed a groundswell of fans that have presented him as the great hope. I'm like, okay. I mean, I feel like if you're nonplussed about Shador, totally get it. You should probably be nonplussed about Dylan Gabriel. Like, they're mid-round picks, and I don't really distinguish one. I feel better about one's physical talent versus the other. But in terms of, like, hey, we got our future here. No, that's what this season's kind of to figure out. I'm excited to find that out, but I understand it might not be finding out what we want to find out.
Let's put it this way, and this is coming from someone that owns a Shador Sanders jersey, but if I saw someone wearing a Dylan Gabriel Browns jersey right now, I'm still like, wait, you spent money on that? You thought that was the investment that you wanted to make?
I do like the symmetry of the judgment in that.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it depends, too. If I went up and was like, hey, so you spent money on that? And they're like, oh, no, we bought it off DHgate. Okay. We bought it off Chinese eBay. I'd be like, okay, not that expensive of a purchase.
Better, but if you've got like the $350, because, you know, there's like levels
real,
to it.
The real stitched out, the real authentic, like the really nice. I'd be like, well, I just don't know that many people that are really going that hard in the paint for Dylan Gabriel to that degree. But he definitely does seem like he's got way more fans behind him than what he did, let's say, 4 or 5 days ago.
Are the Browns behind this? That sounds calculating. Teams are calculating, but that sounds like almost nefarious. Meaning, like, are the Browns doing the PR push of, hey, just so you guys know, the season, this is really about these young guys. We're going to get there eventually, and we placed our hope and trust in Dylan Gabriel.
Well, so if that was the case, they wouldn't be posting like what I saw earlier today, where it was Joe Flacco and David Njoku basically doing the stepbrothers, did we just become best friends?
Oh, see, that's social media versus their actual PR team. I'm thinking, like, because I do think, like, and by the way, I think it has more to do with Shador than it does Dylan.
Because their social media team was definitely, they spent all day pushing Joe Flacco and David Njoku in the clips that were from the preseason games, the behind-the-scenes clips, and trying to make that buddy-buddy relationship a thing.
I do not remember their social media team pushing out the video of Dylan missing two throws yesterday. I don't remember that. Right, when they're thrown into the hoop, I don't remember them pushing that out.
No, that wasn't their social media team.
Yeah, that wasn't their social media team.
That was our social media team. We did.
Oh, that's a different.
The fan did that.
That's a different. Oh. I wonder why they didn't.
Hey, Shador did hit it, though, did he not?
He did. He hit it real good. No, I mean, I think it would make sense that this organization is pushing hope in light of a lot of people really not believing they're to do anything this year. And that hope is, hey, it's not Shador, it's Dylan.
Well, so wait, so you said, okay, so social media doesn't count. What part of the Browns are pushing this, though?
No, the PR team. That's why Frank Schwab and Charles Robinson.
Oh, you think they're the ones talking to Schwab and Robinson and saying, hey, this is the new directive. I'm not disagreeing.
Them or Stefanski.
Okay.
Like, I think Stefanski is real nice with the media and the national media, and I don't think people realize that.
No, that's fair. I think he definitely talks to a lot of, between him and Barry, they both talk to a lot of people. Barry just likes playing games with people is all it is, which is really funny to me.
Well, so that's, by the way, important distinction to make on your part. I just think, like, and I'm not saying this in a nefarious way either. Again, none of these are like accusations about the Browns. They're observations about the Browns. I do think that Kevin is so much better with the national media than anyone really realizes and gets credit for. And I do think I've just resigned myself to that's why so many people are like, you have to be dumb to think he's going to get fired at the end of the season.
Right.
Those same people that in 3 months, if the Browns are a one-win team, going at some point in November, they'll be turning on Kevin Stefanski because they have no other choice to. Now, that being said, that's the only reason I can think about this. Like, why would Charles Robinson this week be thinking about Dylan Gabriel, the backup, a third-round pick? Why would Frank Schwab, I think it's Orlovsky had something on Dylan Gabriel, although I think it was on social media.
Yeah, Orlovsky did. He had the whole thing where he talked about Dylan Gabriel. He basically made it seem like Dylan Gabriel was ready for the NFL tomorrow.
Yeah, and so, like, I don't think they got there on their own, and the only reason I can think of, again, it's not about Joe, it's about, hey, if we get to the point where we have to pull the trigger on Dylan Gabriel, we want to make sure why isn't there a Shador conversation there?
Yeah, because nobody's asking for Dylan Gabriel conversations. Now maybe they think to themselves, we ran the Shador convo into the ground. Maybe this is tangentially Shador, so like that's their angle on it. Or maybe they're trying to give like a voice for the voiceless. Like, we spend so much...
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Time on Shador, I'll show you I'm fair and balanced in a way, and I'm gonna spend some time on Dylan Gabriel, but it really does make no sense to spend that much time on Dylan Gabriel.
216-474-0092. Why is Dylan Gabriel the bigger story than Joe Flacco nationally? And in fairness, like, this is something that we talked about in the pre-show. We are going to have to talk more Joe Flacco going forward.
Well, and the problem with the Joe Flacco convo, Nick, is that there's nothing salacious you can talk about when it comes to Joe Flacco in the slightest bit. And he definitely has earned the benefit of the doubt through an 18-year career. And so I just feel like there's just not a lot of meat on that bone for people to grab onto.
But see, I think when it comes to an excitement factor, I think you should be more excited about Joe than you are
for
Dylan.
For sure. But if the conversation coming off the third preseason game, it should be more about Joe and it is more about Dylan. But I understand how they got there. And I think how they got there was, what new ground are we possibly breaking when it comes to Joe?
Well, but they haven't broken any ground on Joe. I think that's like when we're talking about, like, specific to this team this year, there has been no analysis of Joe Flacco, which leads me to believe people think that the change out on Joe to Dylan is going to be really quick. And if that's the Browns, I don't think it's the Browns' mentality. Because I think Kevin Stefanski's mentality is, I'm going to show all you bastards who think we're going to hit the under or who think we're just going to barely hit the over at six wins, I'm going to show you guys because I know that I can only trust this situation so far. But I think that's what Kevin's saying. But do I think that there are people who think, like, Dylan could see the field in week three? Yeah, I think that's a little bit behind this as
I think
well.
The analysis is short on Joe Flacco, because if you're talking about Joe Flacco, then you are talking about a team that is projected to be one of the worst teams in the NFL. And let's be honest about it, the national media doesn't talk about teams that are going to be one of the worst in the NFL.
But how do we, because what you're talking about is the hype train?
Yeah,
essentially. The hope train.
Well, no, it's really just giving national attention to anything. And when it comes to Joe Flacco, when you start talking about Joe Flacco, then you are talking about the Browns for this upcoming season. And if you're team 20 or below, you're just not getting a lot of run nationally.
But I do want to speak to the idea that people think the Browns are going into this with a very short leash on Joe Flacco. I'm not saying it's that they're incorrect, because we don't know. Like, the Browns are not incredibly forthcoming. We don't know, really. I know that, I've deemed this as the we're going to see this play out kind of season. But the reason why it matters is, if you're going into this season saying we're going to give Joe a chance, but really it's like a 2 to 3 week chance, you've already failed. And failed in a way that is desperately close to losing the locker room. You have to go in this with the idea that Joe will be your quarterback all 18 weeks, even if you know it's very likely it's not going to have. If the Browns are doing what we've already done, which is week 4, week 6, week 8, week 9.
And we put a date on it.
The season's not getting out of the break. Like, it's not coming out of the block. It's going to die right there before the first gun of the season goes off.
Yeah, well, and that's
why. I even
did
a trigger finger
you
there.
You did. You did. It was very.
That's for YouTube.
It was thumbs up. But that's why I think so many people have had the conversation about Joe the way that we have. And you got to think to yourself, like, for me, I said, Dylan will be in when the playoffs are out of reach. Like, that, I think, is an honest way to approach it, and that's a way that I think the Browns would approach it as well. And if the playoffs never get out of reach, then guess what? Dylan never sees the field.
So I think that's the way, in a logical situation, the Browns will, assuming all levels of the Browns, from Haslam to Andrew Berry to anybody in that front office to Kevin Stefanski to Paul D. Podesta, Mr. San Diego himself, assuming they all are on the same page and want the same thing, and assuming they all agreed on the same thing. I think we assume that they've all agreed on the intention on this. I think assuming that they're going to be completely aligned with their goals for the season is wildly ambitious, considering they're coming off 3-14. And
well, yeah, for sure. Like,
Jimmy's going to want to see the rookie quarterbacks quicker than Kevin is. I think Andrew's going to want to see the rookie quarterbacks quicker than
Jimmy's
Joe.
Been part of the hope I had for Shador being able to see the field. Like, Jimmy's going to want to see that. And if you want to see Shador, that's got to be part of the hope as well. Like, I don't know that people are thinking that this whole entire organization, top to bottom, is 100% aligned with what they think out of Joe Flacco, though.
But I do think that's different than previous years. And I don't think we've discussed this is the royal we now discussed it enough. I do think they've come in previous years in as close to unity and alignment as you can get in the NFL. I think this might be the year where you're not. And I do think even if it's 5% difference in terms of your alignment, well, that can get really cattywampus really quickly as losing starts to pile up if that's the way this goes.
I mean, ultimately, and this is the first time in a while I've been able to say it this way, but ultimately it does feel like Jimmy Haslam's going to have the biggest say. He always does as the owner, but it felt like he was distracted a couple years ago. It felt like he was off and away. It feels like he's very involved right now, and it feels like Jimmy's going to be the one that gets the final, hey, this is when I want to see this happen. I don't think it was an accident that he put out there that he wanted to see both rookies, and he's made it very clear to Stefanski and Berry that he wants to see both rookies play this year.
In fairness, with Jimmy, it could just be an accident that he said that. He does say a lot of things. Jimmy's a bit of a wild card. 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Why is Dylan Gabriel the bigger story right now nationally than Joe Flacco? It just feels a little weird to be talking about a third-round rookie when they've named a starter who I think is going to start for at least 6 games this year. Quick hits coming up. At 2:40, we've got Ashley Bastock of Cleveland.com. At 3, Kevin Stefanski's presser, allegedly. At 4 o'clock today, Danny Cannell, college football analyst in CBS Sports. At 4:20, he's more optimistic on the Cleveland Browns than most. Plenty to get to, day baseball for the Gardos, but why is Dylan Gabriel the bigger story than Joe Flacco necessary? And it's ball control versus big plays for the Browns with Joe Flacco. What is going to win out? What do they want? What are they going to let win out? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.